This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you have to work on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, it may be best to just grin and bear it. Denise worked for an international medical device company and was upset when she got the news she had to work on New Year's. She sent an email to the president of the company's business unit asking who was responsible for making this decision and what were they thinking. She then sent another email stating that forcing people to work on New Year's is one of the reasons we can't compete. She sent one more email asking if one of the company's products could cause cancer and also scribbled bizarre handwritten notes on a violence prevention in the workplace presentation and left it on her supervisor's chair. When she was finally fired, she sued for age discrimination, but the judge stated that courts do not sit as super personnel departments second-guessing the wisdom of business decisions, and there was no actual evidence of age discrimination. So hopefully you won't have to work on New Year's, but if you do, you can still celebrate because you have a job. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.